Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan podcast. This is podcast number 208, the easiest way to shave 8 years off your biologic age. Would you trade 30 minutes a day to look and feel 8 years younger? Based on the latest research, this podcast is going to show you the very easiest way to shave 8 years off your biologic age. So let's jump right in, the 8 years younger study. In this study, researchers from the University of California, San Diego, studied 1,481 people. Their question was simple. What is the least amount of physical activity you need to reverse biological aging? To answer this question, researchers measured the length of telomeres in the white blood cells of these 1,481 people. Telomeres, as you know, they're the little ends of your DNA that help to keep your DNA intact, prevent unraveling, prevent mutations from occurring. It's like they're the little plastic tips at the end of shoelaces, which do the same thing for shoelaces. They prevent unraveling and falling apart. Now, as part of the aging process, these telomeres gradually shorten over the years. When they get too short, your DNA starts to unravel and fall apart. When this happens, heart disease, cancer, or death are near at hand. So the key to health and longevity is to keep your telomeres as long as possible. So now we're going to jump back to the study. So in order to link physical activity to telomere length, these UC San Diego researchers strapped pedometers to these 1,481 people for 1 week. So they tracked everything, and then they compared the pedometer data to their telomere length. And thus, armed with this information, they could then link sitting and exercise time to telomere length. And here's what they found. These results are really interesting. If you sit less than 10 hours a day, and if you exercise at least 30 minutes a day, then your telomere length is 8 years longer. So it's like getting 8 more bonus years of life. In other words, your biologic age then becomes a lot younger than your age based on the number of birthdays that you've had. So once again, sitting less than 10 hours a day, exercising at least 30 minutes a day. Now you may be saying, wow, 10 hours a day. Well, the average American sits about 10 hours a day, and people sit far more than they think than they really are. Also, people tend to think that they're exercising a lot more than they really are. Most people are not doing anywhere near what they're recommending in this study. I know it seems quite simple. And so that's why the key is going to be is to track yourself, because you need to know where you are really at. Sitting time, you want it less than 10 hours. Exercise time, more than 30 minutes a day. You do that, you're 8 years younger biologic. So how can you replicate this study? As I mentioned, as studies show that everyone thinks that they're more physically active than they really are, to replicate this study, you got to track yourself. And the best way to do this is to start now. If you don't already own a pedometer, try downloading the free Pacer app. That's P-A-C-E-R, Pacer app. I've got links if you want to go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com, and you find blog number 208. Scroll down toward the bottom of the article, and then you will see links to download this Pacer app, and you can put it on your Android or your iPhone. Alternatively, you could also use the built-in pedometer app that comes with your smartphone. You could use about anything. You can use your Apple Watch. You can use your Fitbit. Just track yourself. Pacer is the pedometer app that I use every day with my iPhone. I like it. I actually like Pacer better than the built-in app that comes with my iPhone, and I like it better than what comes on my Apple Watch. This app is always running in the background without me having to do anything. And quite remarkably, I found that this app is quite accurate. And so, as long as you are sitting less than 10 hours a day and exercising for more than 30 minutes a day, then based on the results of this study, your body is 8 years younger than your actual age. And of the thousands of studies I have reviewed, this is the very easiest way to shave 8 years off your biological age. And so my question for you is, are you sitting less than 10 hours a day? Are you exercising for more than 30 minutes a day? I'd love to hear from you, hear your thoughts, your questions, your suggestions, your take. Please go onto my website, find podcast or blog number 208, scroll down to the bottom, leave your questions, leave your comments, and I'll do my best to answer any question you may have within 24 hours. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to my free weekly newsletter, now would also be a great time to do this, as well as tracking your physical activity. Thank you so much for listening, and until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.